and welcome to the program UFO Warning. In this episode, we're looking at a UFO over Baycliff, Texas. That's correct. UFO over Baycliff, Texas. Now, I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. The town's name is B-A-C-L-I-F-F. The article comes from the Daily News in Galveston County. You can find that on galvnews.com, written by Jose Mendiola. And it came out on November 22nd, 2022. So this is recent. He says, it was an ordinary night until Richard Powers saw the tentacle-like lights floating over his home. Without an easy explanation for what he witnessed, Powers had seen what, by definition, is an unidentified flying object, a UFO. Powers, a retired technician, saw thin, white, connected lights coursing through the sky on October 4th while he was at a gathering with friends. Now, he has a picture of this on his cell phone. But as you can imagine, it's a nighttime, the picture's with the cell phone. It looks like two long, dangling lights, for a better explanation of it. Just not something you would normally see up in the night skies. It says, Powers, who affirmed he was sober during the encounter, said a bright orange flash in the sky caught his eyes and was followed by thin lights undulating together for a brief moment before rapidly separating. The thin lights then turned into eight separate beams of light, he said Tuesday. The lights were far too up in the sky and much too fast to have been drones, which he had seen many times before. If you blinked, you would have missed them, Powers said. They were so fast, it was phenomenal. So, whatever this thing is, this UFO, it's dragging these lights underneath of it, almost like a giant space octopus. First he sees two, and then those multiply into, eight different light beams coming down from it. And just another case of one of these UFOs doing this whole shapeshifter thing. Secondly, he says that it's moving at a high rate of speed. This is doesn't sound like any kind of a man-made object to me. It says, with his observation, Powers joined a growing number of Americans and Texans who have seen something in the sky that defies their understanding. Reports of UFOs have increased in the United States and Texas and has been a major hotspot in the past few years, said Ken Jordan, state director of the Mutual UFO Network. The group, best known by the acronym MUFON, is a nonprofit that studies reports of UFO sightings. It has more than 4,000 members around the world, and it's active in 43 countries. Texas has had 5,805 reported UFO sightings since 1949, according to the National UFO Reporting Center, a non-governmental, non-profit corporation that investigates UFO sightings and alien contacts. Those are just the ones that are reported. You have to imagine there's probably at least 10 times that many that aren't reported. Just think of yourself. How many times have you seen something strange in the sky that you know you saw, you can't explain it, it was unidentified just by its nature, but you didn't bother to report it? And they go on and say, although anything moving aloft and not clearly identified is strictly speaking UFO, the sightings come with obvious implications of things otherworldly, such as extraterrestrial craft, or things undisclosed, such as super-secret military technology. The world still is divided among those who scoff at the notion that the UFOs are anything more than the mundane seen in odd light, perhaps, and those who believe that they might be far more. But the possibility of far more has become much more widely accepted recently than it had been in the past. And here we go with the pivot. The U.S. Congress gathered May 17th to discuss recent sightings of unexplained aerial phenomena in the nation. It was the first such meeting since 1969. Lawmakers were shown declassified videos of UAPs, or unexplained aerial phenomena, including a video shot by a military pilot passing a spherical object in the distance, the New York Times reported. Quote, the stigma associated with UAPs has gotten in the way of good intelligence analysis, U.S. Representative Andre Carson said at the meeting. Pilots avoided reporting or were laughed at when they did. Pentagon officials testified under oath that the U.S. government did not collect materials from alien landings on Earth, the New York Times reported. The Pentagon and the Central Intelligence Agency have been looking into reports of unidentified objects in the sky for decades. From 1952 to 1969, the government had a U.S. Air Force program named Project Blue Book, which was made to investigate UFOs, According to Project Blue Book, which is a document that can be found on the FBI's Public Vault website, their reports were made available by the Freedom of Information Act. And how many of his reports were blacked out? From 1947 to 1969, there were a total of 12,618 UFO sightings, many of which were explained, but 701 of which were never identified by the government, according to Project Blue Book. Now, we know that many of those that they say were explained, the explanations were pretty flimsy. Let's just put it that way. On December 17, 1969, the Secretary of the Air Force announced the termination of the program, according to the document. UFO sightings in America go as far back as 1639, when the governor of Massachusetts Bay Colony, John Winthrop, wrote in his journal about citizens encountering strange bright lights in the sky. Must not to mention the crop circles they were experiencing. Winthrop had described a story of three credible men rowing a boat when they had seen a great light alternating throughout the sky, which still has historians and scientists discussing what it could have been. Well, could it have been a drone back in 1639? Possibly. Could it have been some secret weapon that the colonists possessed? I don't know. Powers acknowledges that inevitably there will be readers who will doubt the experience, but it won't change his mind about the encounter, he said. Friends he has shown the photos also were awed by it. Powers, who has had two heart attacks in the past 2 months, thought it was important to reach out to the media about his encounter out of fear he would die soon. He said, "There's something out there," Powers said, "and I've seen it." Yes, he's seen something, that's for sure. It are really interesting pictures. Now, we have another account here. This is from thesun.com. It says, "Blink and you miss it. Horror details emerge about tentacle lights moving at phenomenal speed and shock UFO encounter." This is by Leah Chiappino, and this is dated November 23rd, 22. Not sure what the horror is. Horror details have emerged after a man claimed to have had a UFO encounter after seeing what he called tentacle-like lights in the sky. Same guy here. Richard Powers of Baycliff, Texas, said he saw the unexplained beams of white light coming at a phenomenal speed while at a gathering at a home with friends on October 4th. So this would be just about, you know, not quite 2 months ago. Powers told Galveston County's Daily News that he first became aware of something unknown was in the sky. He looked up and noticed a bright orange flash from which thin lights emerged and then separated rapidly into eight different beams. They were so fast, it was phenomenal, he said of what he believed to be UFOs. If you blinked, you would have missed them. The beams continued to travel through the sky, Powers said. Powers was able to capture the perceived encounter in a cropped cell phone image shared with the Daily News. Now, this is some stupid writing. The perceived encounter. Okay, this guy simply looked up in the sky, saw this UFO, and took a picture of it. Okay, perceived encounter. This is a sort of bias that we have to deal with. And also, I want to point out with this article, if you happen to go to the webpage here on thesun.com, they've got this stupid picture. It's a picture of a highway, and then like these orbs that are suspended from strings of light, say. It's an obviously Photoshop picture, but it's confusing what this man actually saw. He provided the picture that he took, okay? It's not a great picture, but it does show that he saw something, these two strings of lights that were attached to whatever. So it does show that he saw something. The guy's being sincere about it. This is not perceived. This is a UFO encounter with an average-looking picture that he took. So there's some evidence. Not proof, but evidence. It says, the objects were too high up and too fast to be drones, according to Powers. Well, that's just common sense. You know, the guy tells you that these things were up in the air, you know, several miles. They're traveling at high speeds. They're not drones. The Texas resident added he had seen drones many times in the past. He says he was also fully sober when he saw the lights, he said. You know, really, would it matter if he was sober or not, if he had a few drinks? I mean, it's there, you see it. I'm not sure it really matters If you're intoxicated or not at that point, even though Powers knows some may doubt the validity of the encounter, he said it does not change his own mind about what he saw. He is choosing to speak out about the incident now as he has had two heart attacks in the past few months and wants to ensure the public is informed should he pass away, told the Daily News. There's something out there, Powers said, and I've seen it. This is interesting. This thing impacted him enough that he felt like he wanted to get it on the record. It says Powers is not the only one to have claimed to have seen a UFO in recent years. Ken Jordan, the Texas, and then they go on to talk about MUFON again. And then here we have this appeal to authority. I'm not sure, you know, about this, but it quotes Nick Pope. We've talked about Nick Pope many times, nothing personal against him. This is a guy that worked for the MOD, Ministry of Defense in the UK. And, you know, I guess just take that with a grain of salt. Nick Pope, who investigated UFOs for the British government, told the U.S. Sun that the focus on the objects will even further increase believers as believers have already been pumping millions into political campaigns. You know, this seems like more loaded language to me. Well, this will even further increase believers as have been already, this is a run-on sentence, so they really need to get an editor at this newspaper. So I don't know. As a UFO believer, I haven't made a large political campaign donations. I don't know about the rest of us. I'm not sure that the UFO community is known to be heavy campaign donors. Pope believes three recent developments have helped hurl the mystery of UAPs into the spotlight. It comes just decades after the topic was restricted to the political fringes. This is more nonsense. You know, lots and lots of people have known about, have been aware of the UFO phenomenon since, well, 1639 at least. And it really has nothing to do with politics. Pope highlighted the significance of NASA's recently announced UFO panel, which he branded an opportunity for potential developments. There again, this is a former Deep State employee telling you how the Deep State is going to help you achieve disclosure with UFOs. And we talked about NASA. 2 million pictures of the moon, and you can't see them. Really? Nick, they're going to tell you about UFOs when they won't even show you the pictures that they've taken of the moon? 2 million of them? Lawmakers in Congress were presented with a dossier that's revealed half of the recorded alleged sightings remain unexplained. Well, that's just a sample out of a couple hundred that half are unexplained. And that's after they've explained the way arrests. I mean, believe me, it's probably a lot greater than that. Because the explanations that they use on a lot of these sightings are pretty sketchy. The former Ministry of Defense, there you go, official revealed that a so-called whistleblower's charter could feature within next year's 2023 National Defense Authorization Act. They're not going to do anything like that. And in fact, if you listen to Nick, he will tell you there are certain things he can't talk about as a former MOD employee. He's sworn to secrecy. So why are they even talking to this guy? It would give government employees immunity if they shared details of the supposed UFO encounters. Look, they won't even release data to Glenn Greenwald in the Black Vault about a letter from back, like, I think it was in 1953 or 57, where the CIA reportedly received material from a UFO crash. All he gets is blacked out pages, and he's told to go pound sand. So do you really think that they're going to give former government employees, carte blanche to come out here and talk about UFO encounters they've had? Not in a million years. He told the Sun, taken together, this is game-changing. No, Nick, it's not game-changing, because the Deep State and the government and the Defense Department are not going to do anything to change the government, to change, rather, disclosure of the UFO phenomena. Okay, they would rather have zero discussion about this, because knowledge is power, and if they have all the knowledge, they have all the power. Now, let's go ahead and take a look at one more article here. There's been some UFO activity down this area. Baycliff is down in the on the Gulf Coast, right next to the ocean, down next to the Gulf of Mexico in Texas, in the very southern part of the state, south of the Galveston, Houston area, specifically Galveston. Now, here's an article from April 12th, 2012, once again from the Daily News, the same paper that broke the second UFO sighting, and you can find this on galvnews.com. This one from April 12, 2012, written by T.J. Aulds, A-U-L-D-S. It says, red light UFOs in Texas City still a mystery. Texas City, while pretty certain they were part of a prank or a hoax, officials still haven't determined what created a series of red flickering globes in the city in the sky over the city during the weekend. They might be getting some help. A field investigator with a national UFO network said he's opened up an investigation to try and determine what was hovering over the city's Moses Lake on Saturday and Sunday. Of course, this is back in 2012, 10 years ago. The red hovering lights have been the talk of the town for days and prompted interest from UFO investigator Chuck Stansberg, who handles field investigations in this area for the Mutual UFO Network, or MUFON. Now, I've dealt with these guys when I had my sighting, and they were really super nice, I think open-minded people, so I'll just say that. I'll put the plug in for them there. At least they were, you know, 10, 12 years ago whenever I spoke with them. Stansberg said he is a retired cop who tracks down UFO sightings in a 14-county region along the Texas coast. The organization uses a website to track tips from across the globe, he said. Stansberg said Texas records the second highest number of reported UFO sightings in the country. The number one state for reported UFO sightings in MUFON is California, he said. That's interesting because I have a lot of listeners in California. Lots. According to the MUFON website database, there have been 50 UFO sightings in the state since February 25th, including the sightings during the weekend in Texas City. Bruce Clausen, the city's Homeland Security Coordinator, said that while he suspects the mysterious objects in the sky were Chinese lanterns. Oh, come on. The whole Chinese lantern thing. Okay, some people are dumb enough. They put an incendiary device, like a candle or whatever, into a little paper cup and under a paper bag, say, and it creates a hot air and lifts this thing off the ground. And so we have these little basically incendiary devices flying across the country. I don't even know why it would be legal to do that, but it happens. But listen, I think most people nowadays are probably smart enough not to do that. But every time you hear about one of these globe sightings, oh, it's a Chinese lantern. You know, really, does a Chinese lantern look like that? Do the Chinese lanterns cruise along at 10, 20, 30, 40,000 feet? I don't know. It says, he suspects the mysterious objects in the sky were Chinese lanterns, which take flight much like a small hot air balloon. His office has been unable to confirm that theory, of course, and no one is called to admit he or she is responsible for the commotion. There was no threat to the security or safety of the city, Clausen said, and they never got high enough to disrupt air traffic. So no one will likely face any charges, but we would like to know who is responsible. Well, they didn't get high enough to disrupt air traffic, or possibly no air traffic made contact with them. After the Daily News first reported the mysterious objects in Tucson's edition, Clausen's office has been inundated from media outlets from Houston and beyond about the lights. The story also drew interest from people who track reported visits to the planet from space aliens. Well, they got to get this little bit of a slide here. One such passionate man, quote unquote, visited with Clausen on Wednesday and insisted the lights were from the ship of visitors from another planet. He even said he had proof. Clausen said all he has was a bunch of stuff printed from the internet. Now look, you're investigating a sighting here, but you have to muddy up the waters with one person who you put out there to be some kind of a disturbed individual, and then muddy the whole article with that. Clausen had to escort the man out of the building, he said. Stansberg is hopeful his investigation will uncover the real reason for the 5 to 6 red glowing objects. Well, it's been 10 years, and as far as I know, they've yet to clear that up. And there's a picture here on the website. It looks like about 6 just classic orb shapes. There's a little blur from the camera shot, you know, which I would imagine that's just from the speed at which these things are traveling or whatnot. It's going to cause some shake. It's going to cause some camera blur. But it's just a classic case where somebody reports something. You have a good, solid reporting, and so oftentimes they either want to pivot this article toward making the person out to be unreliable, or they They fill half the article with a bunch of news we already know about, as far as the Navy sightings, the congressional report, blah blah blah, and then tell us, well, most of them have been solved. Well, maybe most of them have been solved, but these haven't been solved. This case in Bay Cliff, Texas, has not been solved. This case in Texas City has not been solved. And if you go on to UFOhunters.com, they have a map there, and they've got listings of, I don't know, probably dozens, if not hundreds, of sites of sightings. And you can just go down and, from as recently as, maybe last month to years ago, of people seeing craft like this, of people seeing these orbs, of people seeing these lights suspended in the sky, these long strings of lights just dangling there, doing things that a human craft could never do. Anyway, once again, that's a recent sighting over Bay Cliff, Texas, and you can log on there and take a look at it and see what you think. Until next time, this is UFO Warning, over and out.